From Story Flow Daily, Axle Automotive Brief. AMG fakes a V8 in 1,153 HP electric GT, Volvo's next cheap EV in development, and Stellantis brings Dongfeng to France. Welcome to Story Flow Daily Automotive. I'm Axel, the most engineering-honest electric performance car of the year so far. Per Car Scoops, the new Mercedes-AMG GT four-door coupe is built on the bespoke AMG.EA architecture, three electric motors combining for 1,053 horsepower and up to 1,275 lb-ft of torque. The notable design choice, a soundtrack engineered to mimic the V8 burble of the original AMG GTR, including fake shifts. AMG is plowing ahead with electrification at a moment when most legacy performance brands are walking it back. The cultural read worth absorbing. Faking the V8 sound is an admission that even the people who buy these cars miss the soundtrack more than the powertrain. The structural question is whether that emotional bridge keeps customers in the segment long enough for EV performance to feel native. The Volvo EV stayed dead, sort of. Per Car Scoops, Volvo America boss Luis Resende confirmed a replacement for the X30 is already in development, arriving in North America next year at a very similar price point to the X30. Volvo pulled the X30 from the US after the 2026 model year. The honest assessment of the strategy, Volvo's $35K and under EV segment is the most contested part of the U.S. electric market, and Volvo can't compete without a domestically priced product. Watch the announcement timing relative to the Trump tariff regime. The price target depends on whether the new model can land outside the tariff perimeter. The most structurally significant story of the week in global manufacturing, Per Car Scoops, Stellantis is bringing Dongfeng brand EVs, specifically Voya, to its underutilized Rennes factory in Brittany to dodge European import tariffs. Stellantis is now building Leapmotor in Spain and Voya in France, both Chinese brands. The piece notes Stellantis and Dongfeng also announced plans to build Jeeps in China for export. Translation: legacy European OEMs are partnering with Chinese OEMs to use European factories as tariff-dodging assembly points. The bilateral tariff arbitrage is now Stellantis's primary China strategy. The companion read from Autocar, global carmakers are increasingly leaning on China to stay competitive. China built its expertise on enforced partnerships with foreign brands and is now turning those partners into competitors. Western OEMs are seeking help from the same Chinese partners they trained to reduce cost and lift technology to the new Chinese standard. The investment policy implication: the China cost curve has moved past Western OEMs in mass market EV. Partnering is increasingly the only way to stay in the segment. And the cultural history piece worth reading: Autocar's retrospective on how BMW's reinvented Mini overcame early "not a real Mini" furore. When BMW bought Rover in 1994, the development tug of war between Rover's affordable icon vision and BMW's premium statement instincts shaped what the modern Mini became, a useful read on brand acquisition integration that landed despite vocal initial skepticism. That's your story, Flow Daily Automotive. Sources in the notes. Axel out.